Hey everyone, welcome. This is week one of this online mindfulness course. And I just gotta commend you for being here, because it means if you're watching this session, you've decided to opt into something. And that something is this curriculum of mindfulness that we're going to be exploring over the next 8 weeks. And you know, a lot of people talk about wanting to learn mindfulness, wanting to go deeper into it. And there are obviously some real barriers that come up for people about why they can't invest the time. But the fact that you have opted in, that you have decided to explore this, really means that you're taking a proactive role in your own health and your own well-being, and that there was something about the allure of mindfulness, perhaps the idea of being present or grounded or more centered or reducing stress, something there that spoke to you. That maybe the idea of it was elusive, but also sensed as highly desirable. And so it's my hope that over the next 8 weeks that we have here together, that we'll really begin to unpack what is mindfulness? Why might it be worth cultivating in your life? How can you implement it meaningfully into your life in practical ways, both through formal meditation practice and through informal meditation? How do you integrate mindfulness into your life while you're brushing your teeth, while you're having a conversation with someone, while you're eating? There are so many ways that mindfulness can be implemented moment by moment. And we're really going to take a deep dive into that through our time together. And its primary design is based on the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course. I've made some adaptations to it, of course, because that course is designed as an in-person program. But the essence of that course you will see throughout these 8 weeks. And I've also added in some adaptations that I think, based on some of my other programs and trainings that I've done in my own personal experience with mindfulness, ways that perhaps we can enhance that process. It's also important for me to highlight that where we are right now. You know, I was like, where am I going to film this? How am I going to film this? So I just so happen to have a friend who lives in Costa Rica, and she's allowing me to stay at her vacation house right now. And so you can see behind me is a glass window pane. So you might be able to see a little bit what I'm looking at. I'm going to turn the camera around just so that you can see really what is behind you. So we are in the mountains of Costa Rica, and you may have already noticed there are lots of sounds going on around us. Part of that is because it is early in the morning over here, so all of the birds and the jungle, they're all coming alive, the monkeys and everything around us. So when you hear these sounds, such as that one bird that makes this amazing mating call, but is also slightly obnoxious. All of that can be an opportunity to drop into the present and drop into perhaps a taste of Costa Rica. A couple of the things that can be helpful as you move throughout this course is carving out a specific period of time that you engage in these modules, right? So I'm going to be sending these to you each week. I think what's helpful is if you could say, like, every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 or 7 to 8:30 p.m., that's when I'm going to do this, right? And now it's something that is predictable that you carve out. In the same way that if you were to sign up for this in person, there would be structured time where you would have to arise each week. Having that sort of structure will make it easier for you to tell other people, like, listen, this is my time. This is when I'm engaged in this. And it will also be easier for you not to argue yourself out of it. If you just say, well, whenever I find time this week, if you put it on your to-do list like that, there's a good chance it's just going to fall lower and lower and lower on your to-do list. So knowing in advance when you're going to engage in this can be really helpful as you're moving through it. And what you might notice also is as we're doing this, I have some general notes of like key points that I want to hit throughout this, but my teaching is very organic, and even though I work with the curriculum a lot of the times, I go off on tangents and I riff, and I'll take some time just to pause and reflect on, like, what am I actually trying to say? And I want to keep that quality of organic teaching and unfolding in this online module? Because it could be very easy for me to just script out my notes, right? And then like keep rewinding and re-recording until I get it perfect. I don't want it to be like that. I want it to be organic. And there are going to be some natural pauses and moments of reflection, just in the same way that there would be if you were to come to an in-person course with me.